This goes to Dr. Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, Yan, Y-A-N, like November. Fax 989-775-1610. Regarding Arthur, middle initial D, like David, Wade, W-A-D-E, Jr., and he goes by Don. His date of birth is 2/25/1946. Dear Dr. Yan, this is a consultation for Mr. Wade for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which occurred after his right nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma, for renal carcinoma, and metabolic acidosis. His wife is Susan is also present for the consultation. He's actually feeling better after he had his permanent pacemaker placed July 7th of this year. Unfortunately, he developed a pulmonary embolism within 5 weeks after having the pacemaker placed, 5 to 6 weeks, and he is currently treated with Xarelto for that. He will be seeing a hematologist to determine how long he should stay on Xarelto and if any further testing will be necessary. He was having severe staggering weakness and fatigue before his pacemaker was placed, and his wife reports that his heart rate was in the 20s when he was in the ER. So he's feeling significantly better with the pacemaker in place. He denies any headaches, dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have intermittent problems with constipation, but he does use iron supplements daily. And he attributes the constipation to that, and he denies blood. Stools are somewhat darker with iron, oral iron use. And he's recently started having some edema in his hands and his ankles, according to his wife. Past medical history is significant for hypertension and kidney cancer in 2017, which resulted in a total right nephrectomy, cardiac arrhythmia with severe bradycardia requiring pacemaker placement this year, proteinuria, pulmonary embolism August 18th of this year, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy, gastroesophageal reflux disease, iron deficiency anemia, left elbow bursitis, history of hyponatremia, and recent memory impairment. Past surgical history, he's had an appendectomy. He did have a transurethral prostate resection, but the patient and wife are not sure exactly when that was done. He's had the right nephrectomy in 2017, and then the hernia repair was actually prior to the right nephrectomy. He did have difficulty urinating and actually complete inability to empty his bladder after one of his hernia repair, and that required catheterization and placement of an indwelling catheter for many months after the surgery before that resolved. He had the permanent pacemaker placed July 7th of this year. Social history, the patient smokes a half pack of cigarettes per day for the last 55 years. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, lung disease, emphysema, COPD, and colon cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to hydrocodone and shellfish. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram, 2 daily, cranberry, 500 milligram daily, Flonase nasal spray, 1 in spray to each nostril twice a day, Lovaza, 1 gram daily with breakfast, it's L-O-V, like Victor, A-Z like zebra, A, Norvasc, 5 milligram twice a day, that was recently increased, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, vitamin B12 to 50 milligram daily, or microgram daily, Colace, 100 milligram daily, ferrous sulfate, 325 milligram once daily. Finasteride, 5 milligram daily. Hydralazine is 50 milligram three times a day. Metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. Multivitamin once daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Flomax, 0.4 milligram once daily. That was recently decreased from twice a day. Xarelto, 20 milligram daily. That is new and also since August. Sodium bicarbonate was started this month, and that's 650 milligram once daily for metabolic acidosis. Physical examination, height 68 inches, weight 170 pounds, pulse 63, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140/74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Uvula is centered. Tonsils are not visualized. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy. No JVD. No carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Pacemaker is in place in the left upper chest. Non-tender. Abdomen is soft. Non-tender. No enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, he has a trace to 1 plus edema of feet and ankles, about halfway to the knees. He does have minimal edema in the fingers and hands bilaterally, and he does have perioral edema also noted. No ulcerations or lesions. He has full sensation in his extremities. Gait is steady today. Labs and diagnostic studies. The patient had a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder. That was done, September 20th of 2021. The right kidney is surgically absent. Left kidney was 14.6 centimeters, and he had a 8.2 centimeter simple cyst noted inferiorly, plus a 2.3 centimeter cyst slightly superior to that, and a left superior parapelvic cyst also present. There was no evidence of hydronephrosis, and no masses were noted. Pre-void bladder volume was 717 mLs. The post-void bladder volume was 227 mLs. The patient also had an echocardiogram done July 6th of this year. He had normal size atria, normal left ventricle. Ejection fraction was 60%. All the valves had no significant stenosis or regurgitation. And labs, our most recent lab studies were done August 23rd of 2022. Creatinine 2.1, estimated GFR 31. August 18th, creatinine 2.2, GFR 29, 7:23, 22, creatinine 2, GFR 33, 7:19, 22, GFR 35 with a creatinine 1.9. July 8th, creatinine 2.2, GFR 29, 7:07, creatinine 1.8, the GFR 37. 11:16, 21, creatinine 2.2, GFR 29. 7:28, 2020, creatinine 1.8, GFR 37. 10:16 of 19, creatinine 1.8, GFR 37. 5:31, 17, creatinine 1.7, GFR 40. And prior to his right nephrectomy, 10:26 of 16, creatinine 1.1. an estimated GFR greater than 60. Additional labs of 8:23:22, calcium 9.6, sodium 137, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 19, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes normal. We have a CBC done 7:06:22, hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Urinalysis done 7:07:22, negative blood but 100 plus protein. and microalbumin to creatinine ratio was 1,380 on 11/16 of 2021. The patient reports that he had many vials of blood taken today up and clear for his neurologist. So we're going to add on our renal chemistries and CBC today, and then we'd like him to have monthly labs done thereafter. We are going to have him follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Smoking cessation was encouraged. We suspect that the stage 3A or stage 3B chronic kidney disease is secondary to the right nephrectomy for renal cell carcinoma and the long-standing hypertension. So we will be following this closely on a monthly basis, and he's going to be rechecked up in the Mount Pleasant office within the next 3 months. If renal function declines, then he may require a urology referral, possibly another renal ultrasound with post-void bladder to determine whether he's got increased urinary retention that requires attention and treatment. And Dr. Fuente also evaluated and examined the patient. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.